The Democratic Alliance in Johannesburg is deeply disturbed that the current administration is seemingly bent on running Johannesburg into the ground at the expense of residents. The latest scandal to hit the city is that a 200 million rand tender to repair the Lillian Ngoyi Street explosion site was awarded to a company already on trial for defrauding City Power of 94 million rand. Evidently, it was not enough to preside over the 94 million rand worth of fraud. The administration believes that another 200 million will do the trick. We are now more so than ever before taking the new executive mayor, Dada Morero's word. We should not expect any major change under his leadership. While the mayor should be assuring residents of stability in this administration, he is instead promising a public park where the Lillian Ngoyi explosion took place. On the back of this, Morero is looking for 2 billion rand to ensure service delivery in the city. The same executive who squandered hundreds of millions of rands wants 2 billion more. Whilst we are relieved that the city terminated the contract for the Lillian Ngoyi Street repairs without suitable consequence management, this means nothing. It is for these reasons that the DA has written to the city manager requesting the following: a comprehensive list of all projects that the accused company is working on in the city, which of those projects were completed, who are the directors for that company, who are the officials that sat on the bid adjudication committee and awarded the tender, what the consequences will be for those guilty of this gross financial mismanagement, a request to write to Treasury to have the company blacklisted from doing any business with government across the country, a comprehensive list of all projects that the accused company is working on in the city, including names it was previously trading under, who the directors are, and whether the same directors are listed under other companies doing work for the city. Reasons for Treasury not being informed to blacklist the company whose directors are on trial for fraud and get the directors declared delinquent. In addition to this, the DA has also written to the SIU requesting that all government contracts in this company has entered into across the country be investigated. Our request includes the investigation of the directors. We included this specific request because there exists a pattern where the same directors are shifted around, company names are changed in order to facilitate the looting of state coffers, the result being the same people in charge of millions of rands with a history of uncompleted projects under the belt. While the city of Cape Town rehabilitates Tafelberg Road to 85% completion within 6 months, the city of Johannesburg awards a road rehabilitation tender to a company on trial for defrauding them. Our city is clearly being sold to the highest bidder. We repeat, the only solution for Johannesburg crisis is the dissolution of council. It is evident that these antics will not stop until the residents of Johannesburg provide us with a fresh mandate. We will continue to be a thorn on the side of the City of Joburg's executive. They continue to prove that without effective and strenuous oversight, the city will collapse.